The Literary Guild of Mount Pleasant picked their books for that year in a very democratic process. Marjorie Fretwell invited them to select 11 books from a list of 13 she found appropriate. She asked if there were any other books anyone wanted to recommend, but everyone understood that wasn't a real question. Except for Slick Polly, who seemed chronically unable to read social cues. "I'd like to nominate Like Lambs to the Slaughter, Your Child and the Occult," Slick said. "With that crystal store on Coleman Boulevard and Shirley MacLaine on the cover of Time magazine talking about her past lives, we need a wake-up call."
"I've never heard of it," Marjorie Fretwell said. "So I imagine it falls outside our mandate of reading great books of the Western world. Anyone else?"
"But," Slick protested.
"Anyone else?"
Marjorie repeated. They selected the books Marjorie wrote down for them, assigned each book to the month Marjorie thought best, and picked the discussants Marjorie thought were appropriate. The discussant would open the meeting by delivering a 20-minute presentation on the book, its background, and the life of its author, then lead the group discussion. A discussant could not cancel or trade books with anyone else without paying a stiff fine, because the Literary Guild of Mount Pleasant was not fooling around. When it became clear that she wasn't going to be able to finish Cry the Beloved Country, Patricia called Marjorie.
"Marjorie,"
she said over the phone while putting a lid on the rice and turning it down to boil.
"It's Patricia Campbell. I need to talk to you about Cry the Beloved Country."
"Such a powerful work," Marjorie said.
"Of course," Patricia said.
"I know you'll do it justice," Marjorie said.
"I'll do my best," Patricia said, realizing that this was the exact opposite of what she needed to say.
"And it's so timely with the situation in South Africa right now," Marjorie said.
A cold bolt of fear shot through Patricia. What was the situation in South Africa right now? After she hung up, Patricia cursed herself for being a coward and a fool and vowed to go to the library to look up Cry the Beloved Country in the Directory of World Literature. But she had to do snacks for Corey's soccer team, and the babysitter had mono, and Carter had a sudden trip to Columbia, and she had to help him pack. And then a snake came out of the toilet in the garage room, and she had to beat it to death with a rake. And Blue drank a bottle of White Out, and she had to take him to the doctor to see if he would die. He wouldn't. She tried to look up Alan Paton, the author, in their World Book Encyclopedia, but they were missing the P volume. She made a mental note that they needed new encyclopedias. The doorbell rang.
"Mom!"
Corey called from the downstairs hall.
"Pizza's here!"
She couldn't put it off any longer. It was time to face Marjorie.